Hey everyone, ready to unlock some serious AI power for your business?
I think we've got some game changers lined up.
We're diving into ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Midjourney.
Three tools that can honestly transform how you run your business.
We're talking marketing, research, even the creative stuff.
And we're going way beyond the hype, getting into the nitty-gritty of how these actually work.
This all comes from an article on PM Consulting. Top three AI tools every entrepreneur should use in 2025.
You know, it's tough out there. Things move so fast.
Yeah, for sure. Keeping up is a challenge in itself.
Exactly. That's why the article stresses how AI can really level the playing field.
For anyone.
Especially for entrepreneurs. Think saving time, saving money.
Getting those data-driven insights we all crave.
Absolutely. And being able to scale your business as it grows.
Okay, first up, ChatGPT.
Everyone's talking about it, but what is it really?
Well, think of it like this. Your 24/7 AI assistant ready for anything.
Pretty much. It uses natural language processing, so you can talk to it like a person.
It can write emails, create content, even handle some basic coding.
I can't tell you how much time ChatGPT saves me already. Those late night emails, gone.
So you can just feed it some info and bam, personalized outreach emails to all your investors.
Exactly. And it frees up so much time to focus on, you know, actually connecting with people or refining that pitch deck.
It's like having a whole team behind you.
Right.
You mentioned content creation too. What does that look like for an entrepreneur practically?
Let's say you're launching a new product.
Okay.
You need social media posts.
Yeah.
Engaging stuff.
Definitely.
Instead of staring at a blank doc, you tell ChatGPT about the product, who you're targeting.
And it just comes up with the ideas.
It generates posts, writes captions, all that stuff.
Wow.
Huge time saver, especially if you don't have a dedicated marketing team yet.
Okay, but what about research? Is ChatGPT good for, like, finding reliable info?
That's where we need to talk about its limitations. It's amazing for general tasks, brainstorming.
Yeah.
But when you need serious research, deep dives.
You need something more powerful.
Yeah, its research skills aren't quite there.
So it's like a great assistant, but not a research expert.
Exactly.
Which brings us to Perplexity.
That's our research pro.
So if ChatGPT's the generalist, Perplexity is the specialist.
You got it.
What makes it so good for research?
It can go so deep on any topic, way beyond ChatGPT.
And the info's accurate.
Super accurate. But the best part, it cites its sources.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
So you can actually check where the info's coming from.
Absolutely. Essential for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Especially if you're making big decisions.
You need that credibility.
100%. Think market research, keeping up with industry trends.
Like, if you need to know what your competitors are up to, Perplexity can tell you.
And give you links to the original sources so you can verify everything.
That's a level of confidence I haven't seen before.
It really changes the game.
Okay, we've got ChatGPT for everyday tasks, content, Perplexity for deep research.
What's missing?
Visuals. How do entrepreneurs create those eye-catching graphics, you know, for their brands?
Well, that's where Midjourney steps in.
The AI that makes art.
It's incredible, honestly. Generates stunning visuals from just text prompts.
So you don't need to be a designer?
Nope. It's like having an art director on call whenever you need one.
I've seen some of the stuff it makes. It's pretty mind-blowing.
The detail and the artistry, it's unreal.
But there's got to be a learning curve, right? Like knowing how to write those prompts to get what you want.
There is, but Midjourney makes it easy. They have this explore tab.
Oh, yeah.
You see what other users are creating their prompts.
So you can get ideas from what other people are doing.
Tons of inspiration. And you learn how to write effective prompts just by seeing examples. You can even tweak them to create your own stuff.
Like if you find an image you like, but the colors don't quite match your brand.
You can adjust the prompt, change the composition, all sorts of things.
That's so cool.
It's all about having control over the final output.
So to recap, we've got ChatGPT for general tasks, Perplexity for research, and Midjourney for visuals.
It's like a dream team, all powered by AI.
The article talks about how these can all work together, right?
Yes. They suggest a specific workflow to really make the most of these tools.
Okay. Well, let's break down that workflow when we come back in part two.
Welcome back. Ready to unlock some AI magic.
Definitely. Let's talk about that workflow. How do we actually make these tools work together?
Well, the article suggests starting with ChatGPT. It's like your initial brainstorming buddy.
For getting the ideas flowing.
Exactly. Quick tasks, too. Need a social post draft? ChatGPT. Summarize a long meeting? ChatGPT.
It handles those little things so you can focus on strategy.
That's the idea. But then let's say you need to go deeper.
Like some serious research.
Yeah, you're validating an idea, maybe exploring a new market.
Perplexity time.
Perplexity is your go-to. In-depth insights, hard data, all backed up with sources.
It's like having a research team on speed dial.
Right. And then once you've got the brains,
you need the beauty.
The visual impact. That's where Midjourney shines.
Taking all those ideas and making them pop.
Website, graphics, social media, investor presentations.
All that good stuff.
Midjourney can handle it. So it's like this. ChatGPT sparks the fire.
Perplexity fuels it with research and data.
And then Midjourney brings the heat with visuals.
That's a pretty powerful combination.
It really is. And remember, it's just a starting point.
You can customize it, right?
Yeah.
As you get more comfortable with each tool.
Absolutely. It's about finding what works for you, for your business. What do you think is the biggest takeaway here?
For me, it's that these tools can level the playing field.
I see that.
Especially for entrepreneurs who don't have huge teams, big budgets.
It's like giving everyone access to those resources.
Exactly. Marketing, research, design, all in one.
Pretty amazing, right?
It is. But, you know, they're still just tools.
True. They amplify our efforts, help us work smarter.
But we're still the ones driving the bus.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The human element is crucial.
We've got to make the decisions, build those relationships. Speaking of the human element, the article does talk about some challenges.
Oh, yeah, there are always challenges. With any new tech, really.
Learning curves, for sure. Figuring out the prompts, the nuances of each tool.
And honestly, it can feel a little overwhelming at first.
But there are resources out there to help.
Tons of them, and the more you experiment, the easier it gets.
Practice makes perfect. What about the cost, though? That's a big one for a lot of entrepreneurs.
Definitely a valid concern. Some tools have free versions, but often you need to pay to unlock the full power.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But you don't need to jump in all at once.
Start small.
Exactly. Choose one tool that fits your needs right now, your budget.
Try the free version, see how it goes.
Exactly. Then you can decide if you want to invest more.
Smart. Besides the cost, are there other challenges we should be thinking about?
I think one is becoming too reliant on AI. It's easy to fall into that trap.
Relying on it so much that we lose our own skills.
Exactly. It's a tool to enhance what we do, not replace it entirely.
Like having a superpower.
Yeah.
But you got to use it responsibly.
Love that analogy. We don't want to lose that human creativity, that critical thinking.
Right. Speaking of the future, the article talks about how AI is going to keep evolving.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
What kinds of changes can we expect in the next few years?
More specialized AI tools, for one. Tools designed for very specific tasks.
Even more targeted than what we have now.
Exactly. And better integration with the platforms we already use.
To make everything more seamless.
Exactly. And more user-friendly, too. The goal is to make AI accessible to everyone.
It's not just about these three tools, then. It's a whole wave of AI coming.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And a little bit daunting, to be honest.
It makes you think about the future of work, right? What does it all mean for humans?
Absolutely. These advancements are going to change how we work. Entrepreneurs need to be aware of that.
It's not about replacing humans with robots, though.
No, it's about finding ways for AI to enhance human skills.
To create new opportunities.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool, but we need to use it ethically and thoughtfully.
We get to shape this future. Make sure AI empowers people, not the other way around.
Well said.
We've covered a lot today. Three incredible AI tools, the benefits, the challenges.
Even the future of work.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
Let's do it. Let's give them something to take away.
We've talked about how AI can help you work smarter, not harder. So think about a task in your business that you wished you could delegate.
Something that takes up way too much time.
Now, imagine handing that task over to one of these AI tools. What would that free you up to do?
What new possibilities could you explore?
That's a great question to reflect on.
It's not just about automating, it's about unlocking potential.
Freeing up time and energy for the things that really matter. Strategy, creativity, connecting with people.
Those are the things that drive success.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've explored the amazing power of AI for entrepreneurs.
From everyday tasks to creating stunning visuals.
We talked about the challenges. How to use these tools ethically and thoughtfully.
And how AI can empower you to reach your goals.
So to all the entrepreneurs out there, keep learning, keep experimenting.
The AI revolution is here, and the possibilities are truly limitless.
Stay curious and keep innovating. We'll see you next time.
It really is. And you know, it all comes back to this idea of AI being a tool.
a tool to empower us.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human creativity. It's about amplifying it.
Giving us the space to do what we do best.
Think bigger, be more strategic. I think that's the real takeaway here.
I agree.
And it's exciting, right? This is just the start.
Barely scratching the surface. Who knows what AI will be capable of in a few years?
It's a little mind-blowing to think about.
It is.
But I think that's what makes this whole conversation so important.
Definitely. We need to be having these conversations.
Thinking critically about how we use these tools, making sure they're used ethically.
And responsibly. Right. Because ultimately, it's about shaping the future, isn't it?
That's what it all comes down to.
Making sure AI works for us, not the other way around.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
Explored some incredible tools, the challenges, the opportunities.
And that big question of what it all means for the future.
It's a lot to process. So, to our listeners, if you're feeling inspired, a little overwhelmed.
Maybe even a little bit scared. That's okay.
It's all part of the journey.
You embrace it.
The AI revolution is here. It's happening. And the best thing we can do is educate ourselves.
Experiment. Explore.
Don't be afraid to try new things.
And remember, it's all about using these tools to make a positive impact.
On your business, on your community, on the world.
That's what truly matters.
Absolutely. So until next time, stay curious.
Keep innovating.
And we'll see you on the next deep dive.